Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Sam Jones. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Noren reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noren scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren. Bressoud reaches second base with a double. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Bressoud moves to third. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressoud scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davenport moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davenport scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby spins and fires to second and Taylor drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Mays moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-1 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-1 in the game. Landreth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-0 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bressoud moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Noren hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noren throws the ball into Marshall, who tags Cepeda trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Averill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bressuit fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bressuit strikes out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-3. Giants. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Bud Byerly now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to home to get Taylor. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Noren hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Dale Long now playing first base. Bill Henry now pitching. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Bob Schmidt now catching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Cubs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.